talking landscape design and architecture with CYC Landscaping. If you have a question or want to talk about your landscape or a landscape project you'd like to design, 1-888-767-4348 is the number to join the conversation. Chris, Mark, as we do things, year in, year out, 2001, you're in 18 years of business now. One thing that nobody is void of is falling into a routine. And we get used to doing things, and over that 18 years of time, it's very easy to start getting favorites. You know, you planted 10 mesquites and you've never had to replace one because it died because the sprinklers shut off. You know, it still thrived. It may, so you've got your favorites, or you've done 10 bottle trees and five of them have died. So you don't like doing bottle trees. So you start developing favorites and routine, but that can also limit yourself to new hybrids that have come out, new grafted trees, new Bellegarde products. You'd mentioned, Mark, at the beginning when you started, you may have had one Bellegarde paver. Now you've got 100 to choose from. How do you keep yourself from falling into routine so you're constantly taking what your customer is telling you and implementing what is available as the best solution for this individual project?
We do a couple things. One is all the key people in our company, well, most of the key people in our company, every year Phoenix Home and Gardens puts on a garden tour where you're seeing some of the newest, most creative things that are out there. And we send, well, gosh, what was it, 30 of us last year?
Yeah, there was
a lot of us. I mean, it was...
We're the whole tour.
we're a mob.
We did a bus a couple years ago.
Yeah, we did basically everybody, their significant others, and we go and we walk and we see what's happening now. We also work with a number of architects and designers that are forced to be on the cutting edge. And because we're working with them every day, we see where things are going and what new plant materials are available and what new hardscapes are coming out, and even more importantly, how to put them together. It's a quality yard isn't just a combination of unit of items. It's how they go together that makes all the difference in the world. I mean, I'm sure you've walked into yards and you may know every plant in that yard, and you go in there and go, this looks awesome. You know, it's just how you put everything together that makes all the difference.
And the biggest challenge, like you said, is knowing and seeing what's new. For me, I've got this little retaining wall I want to build just big enough to hide the trash cans so that when you pull in, the way the house, whoever, you know, the original builder was, there's a propane tank on the outside, but they put the propane tank right where you could, I mean, that's the first thing you see when you pull into the house is a propane tank, the garbage cans in the house behind it. So I've wanted to put a decorative wall. You know how many different building materials and designs I've had for that one silly retaining wall?
Yeah, there's 1,000 of them out there. And most people just, you know, fall back to, I'll just build a gray block wall and I'll paint it. But there are tons and tons of different options, different manufacturers. Everybody's got their own version of it. And it really comes down to personal preference. And that's one of the things we really try to do with our customers. We ask them what they want, not if they have a design in mind. And we take all the points that they are trying to achieve, like covering up a propane tank, for instance. And then we try to come up with the best solution for that. And it may not be your typical solution of a block wall. It may just be plant material. You know, it may be a block wall. You know, it's hard to say. It could be, there's 100 different solutions to the same problem, but you try to talk with the customer and come up, find out what they're trying to achieve. And then we try to give them options both that meet their budget and achieve their goal.
And every time I think, you know what, this is it, I finally figure out what is going to be perfect, I see something else. I'm like, ooh, hey, I like that.
Yeah. Yeah. Unfortunately, sensory overload can be a problem in our business because there are so many different options. I mean, there's 5 different paver manufacturers or 6 in the valley. You know, there's a lot of choices. And, you know, we have our favorites, but we're not locked into those by any means. You know, everybody kind of tends to fall in a direction one way or another, things they use most of the time.
And of the projects you've done, is there one that you guys hold out as, you know what, this is our, you know, if you get a new customer and they say, I want to see some of your work, you're like, oh, we're taking them to blank residence.
Every year it seems like there's a different one because we've evolved so much over time. The yard that we would have taken somebody to 10 years ago is different than the yard 8 years ago, which is different than the yard now. But yeah, there's aspects in several different yards that we're very, very proud of. And there are some that the overall projects are amazing, but I don't think there's any one that we would say we take people there. It depends on what they're looking for to get them to the right house.
And if you've been in business 18 years, there shouldn't be just one. There should be multiple.
For sure.
We're joined with the Whitland brothers, Chris and Mark. I still blows my mind that Mark's the baby.
Mark's the older one.
Yes. Chris is the baby. Yes. Chris is the baby. Blows my mind.